This is Pound for Pound with the Nigerian Nightmare and...
The Triple C.
Hey, guys, we're going to go over our picks, our quick picks. UFC 299 going down this weekend. As you can see, we are in the 305 Miami.
Diamond. And
we're just going to run down our picks real quick. First fight, we got Peter Yan taking on Song Yadong. You go first, Henry.
Yeah, if I had to pick this fight, just stylistically, you know, obviously Peter Yan has done amazing things at the bantamweight division, becoming a two-division champ or a two-time bantamweight champ. But I just feel like Song Yadong's going to bring in that wrestling. And for that reason, I'm going Song Yadong.
Oh, so you copied me pretty much. So I seen you. You was looking at my notes earlier.
I got him.
I'm going with the Chinese assassin. I'm going with Song Yadong. I think he's just... Right now, I think he's looking for his opportunity to break through. So I'm going with Song Yadong.
All right.
Next fight, we've got Gilbert Burns, I believe. Gilbert Burns taking on Jack Della Maddalena. Oh, we hitting all these names correct today. Yep. Jack Della Maddalena taking on my man Durinho, Gilbert Burns. Who you got, Triple C?
Man, dude, you know what? I gotta go with Durinho. I think Durinho's top control. I think his wrestling might, his experience too. Obviously, he's 22-6. I mean, he's got close to 30 fights in comparison to a guy who hasn't even hit 20 fights just yet. So I just think based on experience and stylistically and the strong base, I gotta go with the one and only Gilbert Burns.
I like that assessment. But the one thing, though, I have to say about Jack is the fact that his maturity inside the cage is incredible. I remember I've seen a couple of his fights now, and just his poise, his patience, his ability to let a fight build. Because of that, it makes him such a huge threat. But I think Gilbert Burns, you know, that experience, he gets him down. I think Gilbert Burns definitely gets the nod. And then we go to the next fight. We've got Kevin Holland,
the
number 13.
Main event.
No, this is not the co-main event.
Coco.
Oh, the Coco.
Like the Coco.
So they're in the hole.
Yeah.
They're not on deck. They're in the hole.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Kevin Holland taking on Michael Venom Page. Man.
I mean, you know what? Stylistically, I mean, Michael Venom Page only has two losses. And one of those losses, the guy that beat him, he ended up avenging it, which I'm talking about Lima. Obviously, he's a former title contender for Bellator. He's a guy that has a style that's pretty tricky, knows how to use his range, does a really good job of anticipating that right hand or those right knees, the way he's caught Cyborg. So for that reason, stylistically, in a 3-round fight, I gotta go with Michael Venom Page.
All right. And
you like that? You like that?
And I gotta agree with you. I go with MVP as well, because I think we saw Kevin Holland struggle with a guy that's just a dynamic striker. I think the one knock on Kevin Holland is that he has too much fun in there, to where he forgets that, hey, I need to win this for two checks and possibly three checks. And so just for that purpose, for someone like MVP, I think he's coming in because he knows I need to make a statement here because now I'm at the show. So I'm gonna go with MVP on that fight. Now we move on to the co-main event. We've got Dustin Poirier, the Southpaw, taking on Benoit Saint Denis.
Hey,
since a lot of you had something to say
about
us pronouncing this, so we hit every name right.
Got him.
Benoit Saint Denis, like Ben Denis.
Hold on, he's a favorite too, man. If you look, I mean, he's a favorite against Dustin Poirier.
Wow.
You must see something. It has to be Benoit Saint Denis grappling that could potentially, you know, the fact that he will become a favorite. Because I was watching a little bit of his. I was watching a little bit of the film on him yesterday, and he throws things a lot, like very, very naked. Even though he's a favorite on this one, Kamaru Usman, I gotta go with the Diamond. I think the Diamond's stability, his grit, I think the fact that he does have great defense, and a 3-round fight, I'm going Dustin Poirier.
And that welterweight.
Hold on, I'm sorry. It's a 5-round fight. Holy shit.
Oh.
Okay, so this co-main is 5. So if it's a 5-round fight, you know what? I'm going Saint Denis.
I like that. Gives me an opportunity to be 5-for-5. There's only been 3 times that I've went against Dustin Poirier, and all 3 times are done. You know, that was Michael Johnson, Justin Gaethje, and Khabib Nurmagomedov. All three are done. Besides that, nah. Yeah. Dustin Poirier gets in there. And you know what? Dustin Poirier stops him.
Damn.
Especially five rounds?
Yeah.
Dustin stops.
Yeah, you know what, dude? I'm gonna change.
No, don't change now. Nah, hold up. Don't change now. You gotta keep that. Keep that. People, I'm letting you know right now so you know who to listen to. So keep that pick.
All righty. Let's go to the main.
Now we go to the main event. Guys that you know, we've got Sean O'Malley taking on Chito Vera. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sticking to what I said before. I'm going with Chito Vera. I do believe Chito Vera just has that grit, man. And he's beaten it before. I think Sean still leaves his leg out there. With the right game plan, I believe Chito Vera could really pick up the third, fourth, and the fifth to eventually win the fight. And I do see him not just winning Kamaru Usman, but actually winning by stoppage in the fifth round.
I like that.
Mystic Triple C, baby.
I got to go with Sugar Sean O'Malley. Not Sugar, it's Sugar Sean O'Malley. You know, like my man Sugar Rashad Evans. So I'm going with Sean O'Malley. I think he's too sharp. I think he's too quick. And of course, just like you mentioned, he leaves his leg out there. Guess what? I'm sure he knows that, and I'm sure everyone knows that. That's what Marlon might potentially take advantage of. So I'm going with Sean O'Malley to correct that. Go out there and do his thing. Sean O'Malley. And you hear it from me.
All right. Well, there you have it.
And those are our picks for UFC 299 going down this Saturday night from the Miami. What is it called? The Keys. I don't even want. See, I was perfect with the names now, but now I'm about to butcher out of the arena. It's going down in Miami.
We out.